דברי חיזוק את הבגילים הזמן זה לא אינצם דרך חיבוסה תגדה זה שם רובי לתואלס זה זה בפאשה רק דבין את הפאשה אחרי מויש שני בני ארון קושבוך הוא coming to speak to Moshe is after Moshe Shnei Ben Aaron asked Rashi Ma Talmud Lema, what are you coming to tell me? Who cares when it took place? Hay Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah Moshe Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah Bona Moshe Moshe Lechayle is a sick person Shenichnas Etzel Reife V'Omaloi Al Tishkav Betacha V'Al Techel Tzeinan gave him a certain regime to continue living and be healthy. Volache and Vamalo, Alter Cholzein and Valtishkav Betavach Shalot Thomas, Kederich Shemais Pliny. To the second person, he says, don't do, you know, follow this regime, this diet that I'm giving you. So you shouldn't die like the first guy. Azeh Zorzo Yoyse Mirishon. The second guy gets aroused and gets the message quicker than the first guy, right? Because he sees what happened to the first guy that didn't listen. Therefore it says Achrei Mois Shnei Ben Aaron, after Aaron's two sons died. Raimi Khan, we see from here, Shafilu es Aaron, Shahayu Kodesh Elyon. Aaron was a Kodesh Elyon, Aaron was Aaron. Hushokul Kamosh Rabbeinu, he was on the level of a Moshe Rabbeinu in many areas. But Koloifen Hayatzarich Lizarzoi Lizarzo. Lichaziroi Lizarzo. Nevertheless, Aaron needed. He needed a reminder. He needed to be given an extra reminder. Kalvachoymesh etzarich sheniza when his daughters lemitzvus v'nase gedorim v'saygim shelo nechto. Kalvachoymesh, we need to be careful to create for ourselves boundaries so that we shouldn't be over the mitzvahs of the Torah. Even though we see ourselves in our own eyes as gedolim, halo gama gedolim beemes trichin the zaros. Even the gedolim need to be zaros. Means even if your yates horror will tell you, listen here, that's talking about the guys that aren't on my level. Those are talking about the guys down there. So they've got to be more careful. I'm with the gedolim. No, even Aaron has to. Even the gedolim have to be careful. So that means we have to be careful. Here comes the bad news. V'zeu asiba, and that's the reason. Tzrichin anu lilmid musa. That's the reason why we have to learn musa. Kedei la'oire es halev, in order to arouse the heart. Sheyizdarez basiyas hamitzvahs v'zizah mi'avayris. In order to arouse the heart, to be very careful to do the mitzvahs, and to be very careful not to do avayris. That's the reason why we have to learn musa. ואין די בכך שבשכלנו נדע את האיסורים. It's not enough in our seichel that we know all the איסורים. We've been through Shagimel of the Sharei Tshuva, and we know everything that you know how to do, and we know everything that you have to do, and we know all the punishments, and we know everything. We know the whole of Shulchan Aruch inside out. Not enough. Not a bad place to start, but it's not enough. כי כל זמן שלא יגיע הדברים אל הלב אין בהם ממש למעשה. As long as they haven't gone into the heart, in the world of מעשה, they're worth nothing. כמו שהיה מהסבא מקל, רב שמחה זיסל, the סבא of קל, תלמידי מובהקים of רבי יוסף סלנטר, שכשם אין די בדיוסו של ראובן כדי שיעשה שמעון. What you know in your seichel, even in your heart, it's not going to get me to do anything, right? That's obvious, yeah? What's written in the back of this book, if I don't know it, it's not going to get me to do anything. What you know doesn't arouse my emotions in order to act. Kach ein b'yedias ha-seichel k'day shiyas ha-leiv, ki ha-melchak b'en ha-seichel v'ha-leiv, the distance between the what's in here and what's in here, hu k'mo b'en shnei ha-noshim nifrodim. It's like two completely separate people. And that's why you can see people behaving in one way, even when you know, in seichel, they know the right way. God knows Lord Sigzel and he knows all the dinim and he's been through the shachs and the tazes and he knows the whole of Chesh Mitzadahat and he can still steal. Why? Because he's Shnei B'nai Adam. כמו בני בין שני אנוש נפרדים, פלא פלאי. והכוח הצריכים אנו לעומל, therefore we have to toil ולהחדיע את הדברים ללב. We have to toil and engrave and mamish with a pneumatic drill, dig it into the heart. ועל ידי לימוד המוסר, and by a לימוד המוסר, נחזור ונזור את עצמנו, יחונסו הדברים על הלב. These things will get into our heart. And we said it many times here, there is no other way. We're not coming here, you know, with one way to do it. There's another way to do it. The only way to get what you know here and get it into the kishkas is by using the Musa process. ולכן הצטוונו לקרוא קריאה שמע בעש פעמים ביום. You have to say קריאה שמע twice a day. Wow, I'm a kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim. I know what's written there. Tzitzis and tefillin and... Yeah, I know. What do I have to keep saying it for? I got the message, yeah? But I've got to tell a bincha. I've got to do the Seder once a year. I know it already. I know the story. There were 10 Makkas and some the day. And we've been there. I've seen it. Yeah, Avodah Mayinu. We've sung the songs. I know it already. Baal Peh. I can tell you over the Haggadah now. So what have I got to say it every year for with all this? Yeah, because why? V'lo day b'kach sh'neides ha-mitzvah shel avas ha-boire. Oh, there's avas ha-boire as well. You've got to love God also. That's also something we sometimes forget. Tfilin, tzitzis, ele tzarech lachzor al advarim pamayim harbe at shiyok for advarim belev. You have to go over there many, many times in order to get them established in the heart. Okay. Everybody knows that the Torah is not like normal chokhmas, yeah? I've said this many times, but it needs to be repeated and repeated and repeated. Because people learn Torah like it's some kind of chokhma, and it's not. Torah is Hashem. The Torah is given to us by Kedusha. The Torah is given by Kedusha. When a person learns Torah, the Kedusha of the Torah is Mashpeh on his neshama. And a person gets Makadesh and Masakan via the learning that he does. His Midas, his neshama. It's food for the neshama. And if a person is learning Torah and he's not being Makadesh by his learning Torah, then it's not Torah Hashem. Might look like Torah Hashem. Might be the same language anyone else is learning, but that's not Torah Hashem. If the Torah is not going into you, then there's a problem. There's something wrong. That's not Torah. Torah is the Kedusha. And a person learns Torah, the Kedusha has to go in. Ulechein haloimet perkei meir pamim ve'echad harei hoisif yoise Kedusha b'dishmose al yedei alimud ve'gorol al yitzroi hazeri oivet Hashem. Chazal tell us, somebody who went over the sugya 100 times, as opposed to someone who went over the sugya 101 times, he's loivet. He hasn't even started learning yet. I learned the Perek 100 times. I learned 101 times. But some of them both know the sugya just as well. You get to tell me that the idea of the guy who learned it 101 times is better than the guy that knew it 100 times? No, not convinced. The idea could be exactly the same. So what's the Nafkamina that the one's lo'evet Hashem? He hasn't started even serving Hashem yet. What's the Nafkamina? So there's a Moedic and Moshel here. You have two people, the Moshel, the Ma'adav, and the Shan Noshim, Shanoflu Liyam. They were on a boat and they fell off the boat, yeah? They're both good swimmers, they both know how to swim, they went to the same swimming classes. So they swim for the nearest island. And they swim and they swim and they swim, and the one guy manages to get onto the island and he saves himself. And the other guy, about 50 meters from shore, runs out of koyach, can't swim anymore, and he drowns. Drowns. What's the difference? The one had enough koyach, he was fit enough to get to dry land and be saved. He didn't have enough energy to get there. He didn't have enough. So he drowned. They both had to swim exactly the same. They had the same swimming teacher, they got the same gold star for swimming, they were exactly the same. Akoponim le'echad hayu ma'at yoise koyach, omdu lo kachoy savlinatzel, ulo chaveire, chos haya ma'at hakoyach hazeh. The one had a little bit more koyach, and the one had a little bit less koyach. Kacha dovel in lenenu. So it is by Torah. Limud haTorah hu mazon ruchonu l'neshama ulechochma. The spiritual food for the neshama and for chochma is Torah. Lefikach zeh sheloim et Torah maya ve'echad pamim yesh bo yosem mikedusha Torah. He learned 101 times. He's got more kedusha than the other guy. They might know the sugi equally well, but Torah is not about knowing. It's about kedusha. ולכן יויכל הסמיידה בעולם הזה שהוא ים גואש בסורס היצא. Therefore he has more energy, he's got more kalim to withstand the blandishments of the Yetzer Hara when he starts overwhelming him. ולחבר שלמד רק 100 פעמים, the one who learned just 100 times. אף על פי שידיעס הפרק שווה לשניה, they know the פרק just as well. וכל מקום אין לו את קדושה סתירה כמו חברי. He doesn't have the קדושה סתירה like his friend. ולפיכך לא יוכל להינצל מיצר הרע ויטובע בים העולם הזה ולכן נקרא שלא עובדים. He doesn't have the energy to go that last little distance to get to the shore, therefore the Yetzer Hara is able to destroy him, רחמנא ליצלן, and therefore he's called a שלא עובדים. זה מוידיק הפשט, אם יש חז"ל. מוידיק הפשט. How do we learn Musa? Take a survey of how you learn Musa. Yeah. So some people read the Masilas Yesharim. What do you do during Musa Seder? Let's start there. So usually I learn Gemara. It's the best time to learn Gemara. That's when the Yetzer Hara helps you get pshat. He doesn't want you learning Musa. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter says the greatest Yetzer Hara that a person has, not one of the Yetzer Haras, the greatest Yetzer Hara a person has is the Yetzer Hara not to learn Musa. You can fill your head as much as you want. The Yetzer Hara doesn't bother. That's not going to get you to do anything. Yeah? It's like letting your friend learn and you stay stupid. Learn as much as you want. Learn as much as you want. No problem. Just don't do anything with what you've learned. Keep it as an intellectual subject. And you see that. The Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down that a person who learns Torah and doesn't learn Musa, the Yetzer Hara takes the Kedusha of Torah that you're learning. The Satan takes that Kedusha and uses it against you one day. Because you're not doing anything with that Kedusha. And staying in the realm of the intellect where it can't change you. It's like eating food and it's swallowing and it gets stuck in your throat. It doesn't go into the goof and it's not able to nourish the goof. Musa is, they say vitamin C doesn't get absorbed unless you take vitamin D. So the Elif Lav Dollars is learning Torah without learning Musa. The Torah doesn't get into the kitchen because it doesn't get there. So the Yetzer Hara is enormous interest to make sure you don't learn Musa. But let's say you manage to make it down for Musa Seder. Let's say you get down, you're one of the two lucky Bochrim who makes it down to Musa Seder, yeah? So what do you do with that time? What do you do with that time? So you learn Mesilas Yesharim, you learn Rabbeinu Yonah's, you learn, you become more and more seicheldik, more and more chochma. How does that help get it in? How does it help internalize it? It requires amal, it requires over and over and over taking one piece of chokhmah that you know and driving it into your heart. There's a famous maaser by the Alter of Kelm. It's a much longer story, but I just want to extract this little nakuda here. Once stuck, him and Rav Itzela and Rav Naftali Amsterdam were stuck somewhere one night, and they didn't have any lights. The lights had gone out, and each one did what he did. But the Alter of Kelm took a pasuk, Pishtuli Sharei Tzedek Oyvevom Oydeko Oydecho Ki Anisani. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 words of Torah, and he spent the entire night saying that pasuk over to himself. Somebody knew the pasuk with all the pirushim and all the Kabbalah and all the arizals on that pasuk. Somebody learned it. What was he doing all night saying over one pasuk? Could you see yourself doing that for 15 minutes? I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you afflicted me. I thank you, Hashem, for the Yisurim you gave me, the whole night. You could do that? Assume you could stop the whole night. Lel Shvus, what are you going to do, Lel Shvus? Yeah, taking this posuk. Yeah, and I'm gonna learn that posuk the whole night. 101 times. 1,001 times. Ko כל הלילה. וזהו היסוד של לומד המוסר. First of all, I think this is one of the greatest Bali Musa of this generation. וזה יעשות של לימוד המוסר, כשצריכים לחזור עוד ועוד כדי שיכנוסו הדבורים אל הלב. The foundation, the secret of Musa is repetition, repetition, repetition until it goes into your heart. כי האדם צריך לאירס עצמו לידי לימוד המוסר, because the person has to arouse himself via לימוד המוסר. וזהו הלימוד מהפוסוק שאפילו ארון הכהן צריך לזרזוי. And that we learn from this week's parsha, that even Aaron HaKoyen needed reminders and needed to take a posuk and go get it into his heart and over and over put it into his heart. Kal v'chomer lanu shenizraz es atzmeinu belimud Musa shuv v'shuv. Kal v'chomer us that we have to take limud Musa over and over and over and over and get it into our heart. There's enormous resistance to learning Musa. The word Musa is a swear word. Musa today is not considered a very polite word to use. Most people are too nervous to even use the word. It has ramifications, it has a sort of a status about it. It's not a very nice. That's problem number one. Problem number two, what we have in the world today is not really Musa. We have a faint echo of what Musa is supposed to be. We don't have Batim Madroshim, where all they do is learn Musa. We don't have a special place to go and learn Musa. But we all know that without learning Musa, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. There's a chaval. Chaval to take so much time and energy and so much Mesiras Nefesh on our part, and our family's part, on donors' part, and on Klal Yisrael, so much Mesiras Nefesh that we should be sitting in yeshiva learning and to waste it. To waste it. This is a suggestion. This is not anything more than a suggestion. I believe, and I've seen it from experience, that the only way to machazak this area is with a chavrusa. Now, that doesn't mean learn Musa with a chavrusa. There is a way to learn Musa with a chavrusa, but it's not so posh. Learning Musa, you've got to get into a corner on your own and cry. And cry and scream and cry and scream until it goes in. But to have a chavrusa that believes in this as much as you do, and you make sure that you both get to your corners on time. The Yireim Medabrim Zeim Zeh. Those that fear the Lord speak one another to each other. You have to go to your friend, you have to go to your chavrusa and say, listen, I'm having a real hard time with my Yetzirah getting to Musa Seder. Let's work out a way of doing this. Let's come up with a plan to trick back to you. To learn Musa. Mechazak Musa. Those of you that are doing it anyway, I'm a kind of you. Those of you that already, the guys in this room that know how to learn Musa and Apashut, they're there, you see, you walk into the best midrash, even the five guys learning Musa during Seder, first of all indicates how important Musa is, because the eighth sort of doesn't let anyone else do it. You walk in there, there's an H for Eres just from the few that are learning Musa. But for those of us that find it really hard, get a chavrusa. Pay somebody to make sure that you sit down and learn Musa. That's number one. Number two, make sure you know what it is that you're going to be doing for the next 40 days. You want to change something? You want to instill one piece of Torah that you've learned and understood that makes sense to you, that you would love to have part of you, and you're frustrated because it just keeps letting you go? So set aside 40 days, 20 minutes a day, an hour a day, half an hour a day, not more than 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day is enough. Don't spend more than 4 hours a day doing this, okay? It's dangerous. Rabbi Elul Open used to spend 4 hours a day learning Musa. 15, 20 minutes, okay? Half an hour, gag. And take this idea, this posuk, whatever it is, this chazal, this idea, this piece of Torah, this chokhmah, and get it into your kishkas. Just do it once. Because once you see how it works, then you'll want to do it again. You'll see the power of it. But do it once. Give yourself 40 days. Whatever it is that you want to do. Find a quiet corner, you want to do the best midrash. I know. The guys that run the Beshma are all learning Musa in other places. I know. Everyone's learning Musa during Musa Seder. I know. So this one's doing it in that forest, and this one's doing it in this basement, and this one's grinding Musa, so to say, he has to do it privately because he doesn't want people to see him. So everybody's learning Musa, not in the basement. Josh, set aside the time, you'll see the investment. It's an unbelievable investment. We spend so much time learning, we spend so much time getting the ideal of Torah clear, and we spend so little time actually internalizing that Torah. No one here is a Baal on that Torah. We don't own that Torah. We've never made an opinion on that Torah. It sounds a bit like deathly to do this. That's what it says. Achrem is kadosh. If you kill yourself, then afterwards you'll be kadosh. That's why the fashas come together. Yeah? I've got one smile, two, three. Very good. Three different nationalities smiling at once. That's pretty impressive. I don't think I've ever done that. Adam ki yomus poel pashut. What else is there out there today, Rabbi? Is there anything else out there? Anything else out there? If you're not learning, but said I'm going to give you shoes, you should come learn. You're learning anyway. Find 15, 20 minutes a day to just harvest what you've learned, to bring it home, to make it part of you. And it requires constant chizuk, and that's what I'm telling you. Get somebody to do it for you. Hire a policeman. Pay somebody to make sure that you learn Musa. It's the best investment you'll ever do. And the Yetzer is not going to let you do it. He's not. I'm telling you now, he's not. He's not going to let you do it. And if you're a real frumga and you're really into your learning, he'll find ways of you learning more Torah to get you to not to learn Musa. And if you're like other people I know, like myself, you'll find other ways of other distractions to stop you learning Musa that are not exactly Shnei Moichsin Betanis. Find somebody to help you machazak this, okay? Take this with you. Take this with you the whole night. He was already Rav Simcha Zisal. He was already Talmid Muvah Kavisal Slanta the whole night on one pasuk. That's what we don't have in this generation anymore. So at least 20 minutes for 40 days on one pasuk to internalize it, to own one piece of Torah that's going to change who you are, that's going to change how you act. I believe it's a very, very valid investment. From now to Shavuos, the Tammuz, beautiful Zmania ahead of us. Don't waste those 20 minutes of our Musa Seder. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us all koyach, energy, the Siyata Dishmaya, should be able to really understand that it's Nosan, Tayla Moshe Elbu Kedushosoi. This is not an intellectual subject, this is Kedusha, this is Dreikus to Hashem. And it should be give us the koyach to withstand the Yetzer Hara, so we're able to learn Musa, so we're able to internalize his Torah. Adbiyas HaMashiach, Bimhera B'Yameinu.